Regina Abarello with AAA Mid-Atlantic. The mayor released a statement this morning outlining traffic fines in D.C. and Baltimore, comparing the two cities. And, Regina, is this a reminder about higher fines in D.C.? Is this at all relevant, really, to Baltimore, in your opinion?
In my opinion, it's certainly not relevant, and I'm not even sure why the city of Baltimore would want to compare itself to the District of Columbia on this issue. Everyone knows the speed camera system in the District of Columbia has been riddled with problems. It's commonly referred to as a speed trap. Not to mention, it's truly an unfair comparison because the speed cameras in the District of Columbia are not and never have been placed in school zones. So I really don't understand, other than to say, hey, we're not making as much money as they are, I don't understand the relevance.
One of the members of the city council in Baltimore is calling for a possible hearing with an eye toward the accuracy of the cameras. Some questions have arisen whether or not they actually catch people going over the posted limit by 12 miles an hour, whether there's some glitch that the trucks and cars are not breaking the law and they're being fined unfairly. Is the city obligated to turn off or have somebody turn off cameras that are chronic problems?
I think what we have seen over the last few months has been a consistent problem with various speed cameras throughout the city. There have been issues that have been brought up by members of the press. There have been issues that have been raised, I know, by AAA members that have been brought to our attention. There have been issues with cameras not functioning properly. There have been issues with cameras being in school zones that, in fact, aren't really school zones. There have been numerous issues, and I think that the city has an obligation not only to the citizens of Baltimore, but to motorists traveling through their city, to, if there are any problems or even any question that a camera is not functioning properly, to shut it down until it can be determined what exactly that problem or issue is, and then obviously, you know, proceed. But if there's any doubt, I would think that it would be in the best interest of the city to err on the side of caution if this is about traffic safety. Because unfortunately, with all of the issues that are continually being brought to the forefront on this issue, it is chipping away at the integrity of the program and calling it into question. And we know that people truly are speeding through these cameras, and certainly AAA, as much as anyone, wants those who are speeding through a legitimate school zone to be cited. Absolutely.
The cameras apparently have a video function. In other words, it's not just snapshots. They're actually taking moving pictures of the traffic. Is that something that surprised you?
Actually, it is only on the citations where you receive a speed camera ticket at a fixed camera. So it's not at the ones that rotate throughout the city. That being said, the problem with that is it's not common knowledge to motorists that that video even exists. In many cases, it could possibly exonerate them, and whether it would benefit them or not, it's important that they know of its presence or the existence of it, and at this point, most motorists don't.
All right, Regina Abarello of AAA Mid-Atlantic, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Steve.